This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Just because you can never have enough trade, all right, that's a bit tongue-in-cheek, but the news is the news. There is a meeting in Washington tomorrow with the European Union trade delegation and American officials about cars, nominally, and the Trump administration's demand that the EU cut its tariffs on American vehicles. As happened oftentimes with trade, though, things have gotten messy, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from the European desk in London.
These talks should be easy. Unlike China, the EU is not a geostrategic rival for the US, and it hasn't been ripping off American technology. The spat over car tariffs could be settled fast, says Daniel Gross of the Center for European Policy Studies.
The EU could reduce its high tariffs on cars, the US a little bit on trucks, and then both sides could claim victory. Therefore, if it were only about cars, there wouldn't be really a problem.
The problem is it's also about farm produce like chlorine-washed chicken and hormone-treated beef. The US wants to sell the stuff in Europe, but analyst Peter Klepp says Europe won't stomach that because of protectionism and consumer irrationality.
There's this irrational fear about American food. Nobody seems to notice that Americans are eating it, so it can't be the end of the world.
Nevertheless, says Holger Schmieding of the German bank Berenberg, this produce is political poison here.
It would topple, for instance, the German government if the government were to try to lower the German or European consumer protection standards for certain agricultural goods.
The US and the EU want to avoid a trade war. Professor Alan Winters of Sussex University thinks they probably will, but...
quite a significant chance, I think, that we really could have a major bust-up, and that would be really serious for the world.
At $1.25 trillion a year, this is by far the world's biggest trade relationship. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.